If you have any questions or concerns about this week's episode, please call or text producer Dan at 778-288-9255.
Start the party, Dan. It's time to turn it up. We're getting crazy, going wild, talking nasty stuff. Dude's scrolling hell, sight, fucked up, fire. Boom, roast, mad posts, sticking up the replies. We don't want to go to school. We don't want to get a job. We just want to get online and get our asses fucked. We don't follow the rules. We do whatever we want. It's Fuck Party, the podcast, like we're tweeting a duck. Fuck Party.
Hello, friends, idiots, and friends who are also idiots. Welcome to your favorite podcast about social media and rejection. It is Blocked Party. This is episode number 297. I'm John.
I'm Stefan.
And with us is a returning guest, fabulous guest, one of our faves here on Blocked Party. They are one half of the comedy duo Joan and Raft, and also a member of the, I would say, the world's hottest new pop band, Yellow Star. Raft is here. Hi, Raft.
Hi, Raft.
Hi. I'm so happy to be back.
Thrilled to have you back. I feel like, you know, this is, I'm always excited to see what you will be wearing on the show. You know, you're sort of a style icon, and
Thank you. This is great.
I love the hat.
It's a great look.
Don't even know where someone would procure something like that. Your glasses, it's really all
sunglasses are great. Yeah.
These things just find me, John. I don't know. Like, you know, I this hat just came to me in a thrift store one day, and it was like on a silver platter, you know. But it's
amazing.
I like to dress like kind of like a little rascal, but not from the movie, but like the concept of, you know, the concept of being a little rascal.
You sort of dress like a cool like 80s bully.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for.
Yeah,
I really want little kids from the 80s to be scared of me.
Yeah,
like absolutely. If I went back in it, like I want, like I guess, like I want Gen X adults to be scared of me.
Yes,
you what's want on, the little rascals shirt? To be scared of you.
Yeah,
actually, that's right. Like you want Alfalfa to be like, whoa, who is that?
Exactly.
Across the street, I better look out. Buckwheat is scared as hell of you.
And they should be.
Yeah.
Because I'm fucking mean to children.
That's what people are always saying.
From the 80s.
Yeah, only from the 80s.
Yeah.
If you're born later, you're fine.
No.
Oh, I was born in 89. So, yeah, I'm in trouble. Yeah.
Yes. Raft will have to be mean to you, Stefan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I've always been mean to Stefan.
That's true. Yeah. I sort of invite it, I feel like.
Yeah. So. No, it's consensual.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It's a big part of my life. Is having
sort of like a pay pig relationship, except there's no payment involved.
It's
legitimately, like most of my income comes from people being mean to me to some extent. I think
I feel like that's more true of me than it is of you. But
I guess, but then you look at like Twitch, like I'm playing bad games on purpose that suck. People in the chat are yelling at me. You know, JF is being mean to me. Mm-hmm. The chat's being mean to me.
I mean, I'm a Twitch veteran myself, and I think a lot of being on Twitch is being in some kind of non-sexual kink dynamic.
Absolutely. Well,
with the audience. It's like a humiliation.
And sometimes sexual, I
sometimes
feel.
Sexual, like literally.
Sometimes sexual, yeah.
This past week, I wore a maid costume for a whole stream. It was great.
Yeah, that'll do it. That's,
and then
that's
a couple weeks ago, I did Cuck Night, and I just sat on the stool back there as JF and another friend of ours, DBJ, hosted the stream, and they were like stream cucking me basically. And
that's
I was
amazing.
Just back there on the stool. So.
And you must enjoy it. You keep doing it. You must
absolutely.
Enjoy this.
I love it.
I have a proud humiliation fetish as someone who's done like over 10 years of improv comedy. Like
you
get grandfathered into that kink. And I think if you're a Twitch streamer, you probably have it too. So.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle. Yeah. It's a lifestyle.
Yeah, I love it. I'm into it. Yeah.
I always tuck my napkin into my shirt as a bib, and I think is this a humiliation kink? Why do I always do I really care about not getting food on my clothes, or do I just want to look like a fool?
Do you do napkin in the lap as well, or just
no? I tuck it in like I'm a little baby. Like wow. I tuck it into my neck every day, but I care about my clothes.
Sure.
But
it's interesting because, like, I mean, I do the napkin on the lap if I'm at a restaurant, right?
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like, you're not, like, if I'm just doing the lap, I'm not, you know, blocking off my shirt, right? So maybe I go both. You know?
I'm just like, you know what? I'm 34. Who are we kidding? I know I'm going to drop something on my shirt. Like, I'm I'm a messy little bitch.
For sure.
Yeah. I'm going to get something up here. I've got to protect the wardrobe.
Also, the older you get, the more like food flies out of your mouth when you eat too, right?
Yeah, so, I think as you age, you get more and more disgusting.
Absolutely.
Just
look at old people. Look how old people eat, right? Like,
yeah.
It's going everywhere. It's nasty.
It's barely getting in the mouth at that point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I can't even remember the last time I would have tucked my napkin into my into my collar. That's been a long time.
I think maybe we try and popularize it.
I think it's the move. Like it's like, let's normalize it. It's kind of a funny move too. Like, you know, it always gets a little chuckle, but I mean it. I'm serious about it.
Right, right. Maybe. Is it like you'd pull it out on like a first date?
I do it every time I eat out.
Okay.
Now.
And would a first date comment on that? And would that kind of be a sign to you, like, maybe they're not for
it's
you?
It's a conversation starter, though, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's a good, it's a good litmus test because it's like, if you're going to be around me, I'm going to be embarrassing.
Yeah.
Right.
At some point.
Yeah.
So let's
doing it immediately. And it's like just a little embarrassing, too. It's not like crazy embarrassing necessarily, right?
No, it's like a soft intro to your potential future of constantly getting embarrassed by my
presence. I think it would be more embarrassing to have a big splatter of like sauce on your shirt.
I mean, that's what I think. I'm like, let's protect the clothes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm going to embarrass myself some other way anyway.
You should bring the barbershop thing, like the big.
Oh
the
my
big,
God. Like, yes. Like they should give you that at the restaurant and they should like tie a little thing around your neck for you.
Honestly.
Like, why aren't we doing that? Like, why do we do that only at the hair salon?
There probably are places that do that. I feel like an all-you-can-eat ribs place probably does that.
Yeah, right?
Like one of those weird, like, lobster boil places where they always have a plastic bib. Yes. That's where...
I was about to say the Captain's Boil, which is a Vancouver institution.
Yes.
And it's, like, so nasty. Yeah. And it's just, they give you, like, the plastic, like, a huge plastic bag, like this big, filled with, like crawfish. And just like covered in like sauce and like spices. And it's just the fucking messiest thing you could ever eat.
Yeah. It's disgusting. I've been to places like that. It's amazing. It's a delight.
I keep getting reminded of it because, on stream recently, we were watching a Peep This Out review where, and John, I think you'll actually find this funny, where he was paid. He did a paid sponsorship opportunity with Long John Silver's, right? Which is like insane.
I'm surprised because he doesn't get that many viewers, right? Like, I'm surprised that someone would pay him.
But I think if you look at, like, the fast food review guys, he really is one of the more professional ones, as insane as that is to say. So I think that's
also
sort of,
too, like, sponsored, I guess, in theory, could just mean, like, we'll give you a free meal and $20.
That's
or
like, I think
and he would probably take it.
Well, so I think that's pretty much legitimately what happened, right? And so obviously Long John Silver's like sucks and it's like, it seems like it's a dying restaurant. So that's why they're doing the sponsorship. But here's the fucking insane part. So he lives in Pasadena, right? To go get this thing from Long John Silver's, he had to drive to Bakersfield.
Home of corn.
Yes.
Wow.
Which is like a 2-hour drive.
Yeah, that's not close.
So he went there, he did a 2-hour drive there. Reviewed.
And he's talking about this on stream. He's like, "Oh, I'm doing a two. I gotta do."
He talked about it in the
drive.
Review. In the review itself, and here's
oh
the
my God.
Part. It wasn't even the fish. He went there to review the Long John Silver's chicken tenders.
Oh,
and there's
my
no
God.
Way those are good. There's no fucking way those are good because their fish sucks too, and that's what they're known for.
Does he have to say that it's good?
Well,
he doesn't have to, but
I think he tries to keep it real, of course, right? And I do think he. You know, I think he throws in a few sort of like vague criticisms in there, but like not really anything too crazy, right? But, you know, he also likes everything he eats too, is the thing, right? So it has to be like really insanely bad for him not to like it.
Have you guys had Long John Silver's? I've never had it.
I've never had it.
I'm from LA and I'd have to drive to Bakersfield, apparently.
There was one in like South LA, I think, and it shut down maybe during the pandemic. Because I do remember, like, I think he's reviewed
it
in the past.
I feel like it's pretty big across America, or is it not?
I think it used to be. And I think it's one of the places where you'll see it.
568 locations.
I mean, that's a decent amount.
So that's pretty good.
It does,
June 2023.
It does strike me as, like, I would call it, like, a C-tier fast food place. I mean, I think probably it's F-tier in terms of food. But in terms of, like, prestige, I would say it's, like, C-tier. Obviously you have your like Taco Bells, you know, you've got your McDonald's. Those are all like S tier. It's just so funny to do a sponsored thing for Long John Silver's, and it's not even the fish, it's the chicken, and you drove 2 hours there and 2 hours back for it. Really?
I'll say this. I've never had it, but I'm on the website and I'm immediately concerned.
Yeah.
Because the deal that they're advertising right now is a $6 fish basket where you get two pieces of fish, two hush puppies, and waffle fries. And if you can make the economics work to only charge $6 for a fish meal,
that's crazy. Because fish and chips,
some scary territory.
Fish and chips are like usually pretty expensive because
if you go to
like
a real place,
you go to a real place, of course, because the fish is like good and like it's like a big piece usually, right?
Yeah, it did not look good.
There's no way. Yeah.
But you like Filet-O-Fish, Stefan, no?
No, I don't.
Dan. I'm always confused.
I think Dan does. I don't like fast food.
What?
Not like get Filet-O-Fish sometimes, or am I just mixing that up?
Like once every 2 years, maybe?
Oh, okay.
Okay. Never mind. All right. I think.
What about you, Raft?
Do you like Filet-O-Fish?
I don't trust fast food fish.
Me neither.
But my grandma famously loved Filet-O-Fish.
Okay.
But I didn't get that gene from her.
It does seem like a grandma coded thing.
Yeah. It was better. Trump loves it, right? Does he?
Trump, and he calls it the fish delight.
Yeah, he's kind of, that's gross.
So it makes sense. Like,
he calls it the wrong thing.
He calls it fish delight. Yeah. He does like it.
He calls it the wrong thing on purpose, or does he just no one corrects him?
I think no one corrects him. Okay. But he's on multiple occasions has called it the fish delight.
That's how he reads the word filet. For some reason, it comes out as delight in his mind.
He likes McDonald's because he knows it's not going to be poisoned, right?
That's pretty much it, I think.
That's why I'm like, there. Never mind. We don't have to get into the assassination. I was about to go on a rant.
Fine. We've definitely done it before. Like,
I'm just like, there's no way he let someone try to kill him on purpose.
No.
Like, I'm like, he can't even eat food that isn't like the
absolutely
dish delight.
Not.
Like,
yeah. He's a huge pussy. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
So fast food fish sucks. I will say, like, fast food, like, popcorn shrimp, I can fuck with that. I will fuck with that.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
really?
Yeah, but for me...
But where are you getting fast food popcorn shrimp?
Like Popeyes. Popeyes does decent popcorn shrimp. But the thing is, like, the batter is doing most of the work there.
Sure.
Right? You're really just eating it. It's essentially like eating a bunch of batter, right?
I feel like for some reason, like, shrimp is fine because it's like a bug, basically.
Yeah, it doesn't
but
really
fish
taste
is like fish is like different.
It's different
because bad
different.
Fish sucks.
I can't tell you why. It just like in my brain, I'm like, shrimp can be shitty.
Yeah,
fish can't be shitty.
Shitty shrimp, I feel like, just doesn't taste like anything. And then you just have the batter and the spices, and that's kind of doing all the work, right? And then with like shitty fish.
Like fish sticks are so gross.
Oh, fish sticks suck. Oh my god, they're so bad.
Yeah, I don't need them. Who needs them?
Not me.
Yeah, Filet-O-Fish. I've never had a Filet-O-Fish. Because why would I?
I never have either, but I think I did one time get Wendy's occasionally will have the like...
Oh, they'll do like a cod thing,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, you know what?
I would trust Wendy's with anything. That's like a different...
Once in a while, too. It's a special thing, maybe, right?
Wendy's is so good.
Oh, I feel like Wendy's has famously fallen off, though, right?
Oh, fuck off.
Wendy's has fallen off.
The best sandwich in fast food.
No, it's not.
Yes, Wendy's.
Are you talking? What about fucking A&W Canada? Are you kidding me? It's better than A&W Canada? There's no fucking way. There's no way.
Yes, it is.
Wendy's is the shit.
Wendy's
is the number one.
Spicy chicken combo is the number one fast food thing you can have.
Unreal. Look, I will say the spicy chicken thing, I think, is probably their food item that has fallen off the least. Right, I think that is still good, but their burgers
and
have fallen off.
Frosties are unbelievable.
Frosties are good. Their burgers have fallen off. Their fries have gotten worse, which sucks because their fries used to be really good. It's unfortunate.
They got a baked potato and chili.
I love the baked
now.
A baked potato with the side of chili. Like, what other fast food place is doing that?
I'm just not a baked potato guy to begin with, so I haven't tried.
Yeah, so this is really your fault.
This is your fault.
I like what they've done. They've changed the game. They introduced the square patty. Obviously, that's huge, right?
They normalized children with red hair.
Yeah, that's big too.
That's the most important part of Wendy's legacy.
Yes,
the fries into the frosty. I like that. I fuck with that. That's great. Mm-hmm. But I think, come on, Wendy's now compared to Wendy's 10 years ago, It's different. It's not the same.
The Frosty is the premier frozen dessert as well from a restaurant, a fast food restaurant.
So good.
For me, it's still the Blizzard.
That's, I don't even count that. That's like its own thing. And also,
so what do you mean it's its own thing?
Because DQ is like its own thing.
Well, I agree that DQ, while it technically serves burgers and fries, I don't consider it to be a burger and fry place.
No. It's an ice cream place, but I will also say, here's what I'll say about the Blizzard and why the Frosty is better. Number one, the Blizzard is too expensive, especially now. It's so expensive.
I will not argue with
for
that.
For what you get. And number two, I always get diarrhea after I have a Blizzard.
You do? Well, what Blizzard type are you choosing? Because that's part of it, right? There's so many. With the Frosty, there's only, what, like two flavors?
Yeah, chocolate, vanilla. Keep
and they occasionally will do a special flavor.
Yeah.
They have like a creamsicle one, I think, now.
Well, that's right. They put Fanta in it. It's like a vanilla Frosty, but then you.
That's probably really good.
It's probably very good.
And he reviewed that too and really liked it. And he did, but I will say he did review it at like 7 a.m. for some reason. So
that's the prime time for an ice cream.
I think that's prime. Yeah.
Would you guys have ice cream at 7 a.m?
I think dessert is okay for breakfast. Like you could have cake for breakfast.
Well, like a cinnamon bun is dessert for breakfast.
Yeah.
Right?
So is French toast and waffles.
French toast.
I'm just like, if you're gonna have dessert as a meal, it's actually best to do it at breakfast because like. Breakfast, I don't know. Just because I said so, I don't know. I don't know. Think about it. Breakfast is the time to eat sweets. It's like when cereal was invented, and cereal is just like candy.
That's true. Yeah. Well, yeah, I feel like I don't know. I've been enjoying Frosted Mini Wheats again recently. Great cereal.
Great cereal. Brown sugar cereal. Frosted.
Just the regular one, but I do like the brown sugar one also. But I've been really getting back into Raisin Bran as well recently.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Raisin Bran is good.
Raisin Bran is
so good. You slice a banana up in there too? Oh my God.
Oh my God. That's luxury, baby.
It's so nice.
That's luxury. And you know what I like? A little late night Raisin Bran.
Sure. Yeah. Of course.
A little nighttime snack.
That's what I have cereal
snack now.
I do.
You know what? Yeah. Are we all the same? Yeah. We're on the same page. I've been having night cereal like after the screen.
Oh my God.
It's so good.
It hits. Like you're just like, I just want a little something before bed.
Yeah.
Put it in a little bowl, snack size bowl.
Cold milk in there, so it does feel a little like dessert because it's cold, right?
It's like a great summer nightcap.
It is. It really is.
Great summer nightcap.
And where do you stand on cereal, Dan? Do you like cereal?
I never buy it, but I'll eat it. Yeah.
Okay. Fine. All right. What's your favorite cereal?
I don't know. I don't have a favorite cereal.
You gotta have a favorite cereal, Dan. Come on.
That's sad.
I don't know. I haven't bought cereal in like 10 years, probably.
Well,
wow!
Time to turn it around.
Yeah,
we could fix that.
You could go right now. Well, you would probably order it, I think, on Instacart or something. But
what the fuck is that? No, I live very close to a grocery store.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. You also live really close to a McDonald's.
Yeah. You've gone to McDonald's definitely way more times than you've gone to that grocery store.
I don't think I've ever actually been inside of that McDonald's.
Well, okay, but
incredible.
Okay, but you know what I mean. I would say that you get McDonald's more than you get groceries.
Oh, 100%, yeah. I don't even know the last time I went grocery shopping. It's been like probably since whenever I had a girlfriend staying with me. That was probably the last time.
Wow.
When's the last time you got McDonald's?
Last night, I think, maybe the night before last. I got breakfast from McDonald's.
When a girl takes you into a grocery store, do you walk in there like it's Disney World and you're just like really confused as to whether you're like, whoa,
you need a map?
Yeah,
you know how the grocery store works. Come on,
okay, how does it work, smart guy?
Yeah, prove it. Okay, what's the first thing you do when you get there?
I go to the toy section.
Okay, that's not how it works.
Yeah, it's a Walmart.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
You call Walmart a grocery store?
Well, they do have a grocery section.
I know, but you would call. I would lead with, I live by a Walmart, not I live by a grocery store that is a Walmart.
Well, there's so many Walmarts here, so I didn't really want to give away my location. But at this point,
well,
who
you
gives
kind
a
of
shit?
Already have.
Yeah. Whatever.
So that's fine. That's
might as
okay.
well just say I'm my just, address on here.
I've just located you on my Walmart address tracker.
What is, so you guys, do you actually buy a toy?
Or I guess, yeah, you have like every amiibo, right? Is that what you're
we don't have to talk about that?
Is that what you're doing again? When you go into Walmart to go grocery shopping? You just buy like three amiibos and then you leave with no groceries.
No, I go and look at the Lego, the Hot Wheels.
Okay.
The...
Wait, are you a Lego guy too? I mean, I know our friend Brian is, but are you?
I mean,
also?
I like looking at what they have to offer. I've not bought a lot of Lego lately though.
All right.
Got like the bonsai tree on my shelf over here.
That's nice. I think that's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, like, I mean, you guys were saying the Wendy's fries are, I don't know if you were saying those are the best.
I didn't say they were the best.
I would never say that.
If you had to create
I said the spicy chicken combo is the best.
Okay. If you had to create the ultimate fast food meal by picking from different fast food places, right? Like a sandwich or like nuggets or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And then fries. Or it could be like onion rings, honestly.
Yeah.
And then
that would be insane. If your dream fast food meal is onion rings.
I agree. I'm just saying psycho. The option is there if you want it. Because A&W onion rings are good, but I'm not picking them.
Yeah, that's brain damage shit.
But then a drink and a dessert, right?
Yeah.
Because for me, I think it is maybe the Papa Burger from A&W, which I love. That one's great. Then fries from McDonald's, like fresh fries from McDonald's are like unbeatable. Mm-hmm. They're not as good as they used to be.
They've fallen off since they don't
come into beef. I agree, they've fallen off a little bit, but
some McDonald's have better fries too.
That's also true.
That's true. Fries from McDonald's, fountain drink from McDonald's. That's tough to beat. I mean, I feel like you're kind of getting the same thing almost anywhere, but I'm not going to like Subway to use the Pepsi Spire, you know?
McDonald's Coke is the best.
It is. So yeah. I got a Coke from McDonald's.
Yeah.
And then dessert, I'm going with an Oreo Blizzard from Dairy Queen.
That's a foolish order.
That's my order. That's a good order. Yeah.
Okay, Raft, what about you?
We're going to start with an appetizer of the mini taco bucket from Jack in the Box.
Wow. Those things look like dog food to me. Personally.
They are. They're so wet.
They look, because it's not like, it's also not like real meat, right? Isn't that the whole thing?
It's not vegetarian.
It's like a paste, right?
That's most fast food meat.
Of course, yeah.
Okay. So we're starting with a bucket of those.
Okay. Wow. I'm looking at those right now. That is a wild, it's only $3 for
Jack
a bucket
in the box
of 15.
Jack in the Box is fucking crazy.
I love Wendy's. My number one bitch. Jack is number two. Jack in the Box.
That's all the fast food review guys love. Jack in the Box. I will say
it's so good.
I don't mean this as a slight towards Dan, but Jack in the Box is the type of place where if we had it in Canada, Dan would be going there once a day.
It's great.
What the fuck?
I mean,
am I wrong? Strays here. I don't know. I haven't had it in like 15 years.
No, but I'm saying if the opportunity presented itself, if Jack in the Box was across the street from you, you'd be there all the time, I think. Because it has
probably.
Like. Okay. Anyway. Sorry, Raph. Go ahead.
Okay. And then I have the fries from McDonald's, a McDonald's Sprite.
Yeah. Nice.
And then I've got to do Wendy's baked potato with the scallions and the sour cream. And you can get a chili baked potato, but I don't. Yeah. I get the chili on the side and I combine them after the fact.
Okay.
And then
dessert.
I'm going to go with a Frosty.
Yeah. That's reasonable. I think that's good. Yeah.
Mine is just the Wendy's spicy chicken combo with a Frosty, chocolate, of course.
You're going pure Wendy's here.
I'm swapping out the Wendy's fries for McDonald's fries.
Okay. Yeah,
I respect that. Okay.
And I respect it.
For my drink, I'm going A&W root beer in the Frosty mug.
That is a great call. And I can't believe I forgot that. That's really good. Yeah.
Do they do that in America, Raft? I know that A&W sucks in America, but
they don't have the burger family.
Yeah.
I've never been to an A&W. Like
sucks. It's like bad. In the US it's like fucking bad because it's owned by a different company.
But I just didn't know if they did the Frosty mug, because in Canada when you go if you eat in at A&W Canada, they give you, and it's tall, it's like a beer stein, like a glass beer stein, and it's Frosty and they don't do ice. They're like
so
ice
diluents
are sodas, so you
the glass
just get
itself
the Frosty
is so
mug
cold.
And then you get the root beer and it's unbelievable.
It's
see
so
like
good.
We you know they would never do that in America.
Okay.
No.
Absolutely. We would never get the dignity of a glass.
I was gonna say you probably couldn't risk like fast food. There's so many like fast food fight videos.
Yeah, someone would smash the glass and like stab someone with it immediately. But and also they just they hate us more here.
Yeah.
Companies hate you in America. They just want you to have everything worse. So
yeah.
that they wouldn't give you the respect of a glass.
What was your dessert, John? Was it the Frosty as well?
Of course.
Okay, yeah. And I want to bring Dan in here.
I think Blizzard's a different thing. And to answer your earlier question, I get the goat Blizzard, which is mint score.
Yeah, I haven't had that. That sounds good, though.
Incredible combination. If you've never tried it,
but it's giving you diarrhea every time?
Every time.
Okay, yeah. So maybe
it doesn't matter what flavor I get, because sometimes I'll get whatever the flavor of the month is.
Right.
I mean, I haven't had a Blizzard in probably 3 years.
God, I love a Blizzard.
Like them, but again, it's the whole diarrhea thing.
And you think it's a dessert restaurant, so it doesn't count as a...
Raft, you can maybe weigh in on this. I just know, like, when I was in high school, I dated a girl that lived in America.
Okay.
And I know that DQ, like, eating a meal at DQ it feels like a bigger thing in America. Like, in Canada, it feels like if you're getting a burger from DQ, something went wrong.
I don't think it's a West Coast thing. Like, we had Dairy Queens, but they were always like in a mall. Like, we didn't have like drive through Dairy Queens growing up, so I only knew it as a dessert place. Like,
She lived in Washington State, and I just remember that, like, one night she was like, yeah, let's just go to DQ for dinner, and I was like, pardon me? Like, in Canada, that was like unheard of. Like, I didn't know anybody that would go and get, like, it was Hot Eats, Cool Treats. I don't know anybody that was getting Hot Eats.
Yeah, not in like the LA area.
Right. Okay.
I feel like Dairy Queen burgers and fries are like cafeteria food. Like, they're just like not, it's just not good.
You know? Yeah. I have no concept of what that even is.
I would say, you know what? I would say it's like a stadium burger. Right.
Okay.
It just sucks.
Kind of basic. Kind of basic.
Yeah. The fries are bad.
It's just like when you go into DQ, all you see is ice cream shit.
Yeah. You see the pizza pizza. You see the.
Yeah. They've got the ice cream freezers. They've got the ice cream machines.
Yeah.
They've got all the toppings that, like, you don't see. Like, it feels like
they're not holding the fucking burger upside down when they give it to you. They do that with the Blizzard. Right?
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about here.
Yeah,
you know?
And that's a good joke, I guess. But yeah,
that's not a joke. Like, that's a belief of mine.
They like, it feels like they just have like one sweaty guy who makes burgers in a small back corner of the restaurant. Like, it doesn't, you know,
which
McDonald's
usually,
Wendy's,
usually
you
means
in.
The burgers are good, but in this case it does.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. They can't be good.
Now I've been shitting on Dan a little bit, and I do apologize for that. Dan, I want to give you a chance to redeem yourself. What is your ideal fast food meal?
Okay, Baconator from Wendy's.
Oh, wow.
Great choice.
McDonald's fries.
Yeah, so we're 4 for 4 on the McDonald's fries.
Yeah.
Well, that's a no-brainer. Really.
Yeah,
they're the goats. Yeah, they figured it out early.
I will say, unfortunately, the Chick-fil-A waffle fries are really good, but, you know, anyway.
I would never eat Chick-fil-A. Yeah.
For Stefan, it's a political thing. He doesn't even really like the taste.
No.
Yeah. He just likes the anti-gay and anti-trans fries.
Everybody takes up a waffle fry. He's like, this is so, so in line with my politics.
Hateful bites.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. All right, Dan, go ahead.
What did I say?
You said McDonald's fries, the Baconator.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, you need a drink.
You
and
need
a
drink and a dessert.
Okay, well, a large Sprite from McDonald's.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Dessert. I don't know. I learned a few days ago that I'm lactose intolerant now. So.
How did you learn that? Tell me more about this.
Well, I just ate. Maybe I just ate too much cheese, but I was on the toilet last night for like an hour straight, just barfing out of my ass. So
you didn't send me a picture.
I didn't think I was,
it was
in
that
so
bad.
Much. Yeah. I was fucked up last night.
Dan, I mean, again, to say you're lactose intolerant because you,
well, this isn't
diarrhea,
the first time that
what
this
did you
happened.
Eat? What did you eat? What did you eat?
I ate 3 big bowls of macaroni and cheese.
Okay. Well, I mean,
are you lactose intolerant? Or are you just intolerant of giant amounts of mac and cheese?
Yeah. Well, it happened like a few days ago after eating some ice cream too. So
okay. How much ice cream?
It was just like one of the little Ben and Jerry's containers.
Like the whole one.
Wait,
the whole
wait. Though. Little? What do you mean by little? Are you saying like a pint?
Is that a pint? I don't know.
Like the one you buy in the grocery store?
One that has a lid on it because you put the lid back on when you've eaten some of it.
You're supposed to put it away. Yeah, you're supposed to put it away.
When Dan takes the lid off, he throws it in the garbage.
It's all in here.
I think it's fine if you want to eat an entire one of those. I celebrate you all day.
Yeah.
But
you have to expect.
Maybe you should have less amounts of dairy first and see if...
Because remember, Dan...
Maybe it's the giant amounts of it.
I thought this. I thought I was lactose intolerant too, like really badly, and it was because I ate like so much cheese one night, and then had like fucking like an impacted bowel or something is what it felt like, or my gallbladder exploded, and I was like in bed for like 2 days, like in pain, like dying, because it was just like bloating and like gas, right? But that was because I ate so much cheese, right?
I think
so,
the human body is just cheese intolerant, period.
For sure.
Yeah,
probably. Everyone,
I think, to get to a certain age, most people are like a little bit lactose intolerant, at least, right? But like, I mean, when I have my cereal, going back to the cereal thing, I'm using like oat milk.
Usually. Oh, I'm having almond milk cereal.
Yeah,
almond milk
or oat milk. You know, yeah. What about you, John? Are you doing regular milk?
Yeah, for cereal, I do regular milk.
Yeah.
My smoothies every morning, I'll do a coconut milk or an oat.
Oh, that's nice. Ooh. Oat milk in the smoothie is nice. Yeah.
Yeah, I prefer coconut milk, but the preeminent brand of coconut milk here in Canada.
Did it just kill a bunch of people?
Yeah, it had a listeria outbreak.
Yes.
And then they were like, and I was away at the time. And so Becca texted me and she was like, yeah, so there's been like a recall on all these Silk products.
Yeah.
I think it's like the ones we drank. And I guess they gave like a bunch of expiry dates as like, oh, these are the ones you should throw out. And she was like, yeah, that's the one we currently have in the fridge and also the two that we have in the recycling. And we're like, okay, great.
Yeah,
and
then I had the almond milk from Silk and it was the same expiry date. And I guess I'm fine, but yeah.
Well, but still, here's the thing is because at first Becca looked it up and she's like, yeah, it seems like symptoms would show up within a couple days, so we're probably fine. Then she found another article where it was like, symptoms can present anywhere from 1 to 70 days.
Oh, you're dead. You're dead. Yeah, so you're fucked.
We're going to fuck it. Die in like 40 days from
that now. Would fuck me up so bad. I would just be like constantly teetering.
Yeah,
watching for any symptoms.
Yeah, it was a couple tough days because I did have diarrhea a couple days ago and I was like,
and you don't normally have diarrhea.
No, we actually talked about it on the pod recently, and that's probably my fault for talking about it on the pod, but yeah, I usually am a pretty regular guy.
Yeah.
And it was violent. I don't usually have violent diarrhea.
So that
and I
actually
was like,
could be.
I was like, oh my God, I'm dying. And Becca's like, you're not dying. I was like, no, this is it. I probably have it.
What is listeria? It's just like a poop disease.
Mostly, yeah. It can also be puking, but you can die from it. Like, it's a pretty serious, you get like a lot of serious symptoms. You definitely have to go to the hospital if any of them, if the symptoms present themselves. But yeah, it's mostly like for people who are vulnerable, like pregnant women, senior citizens, like the people who have died from this particular listeria outbreak, I think are all seniors.
Okay.
Yeah. But,
you're quite young.
Well, I'm 38, which is slightly younger than the 65 cutoff. But it's fever, chills, muscle aches, nausea, and diarrhea. And yeah, it might begin a few days after you've eaten contaminated food, but it can take 30 days or more before the first signs and symptoms of infection begin.
That's so bad.
And it can get into your nervous system, which is when you start to have an issue.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So that listeria is just like hanging out in your body, just kind of waiting for its big debut.
Right.
Well, because part of it also is that some people have it and they just never know they have it. Like, you don't die from it in that sense. Like, it's just you definitely got infected with it, but your immune system just fought it off and you just never even knew that you had it. So it's just like one of those fun little bacterias hanging around.
There's so many of those.
Yeah, right? It's so fucked up.
So fucked up.
But anyway, hopefully I stay alive, I guess. I think is probably...
I think you'll be fine.
I mean, if you do die from it, you'll die doing what you love, which is shitting.
Shitting.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't love shitting. I'm not really like Stefan.
You're not like
and
me
Dan
and Dan
in that way.
Yeah.
Like,
sorry, I was mixing you up with Stefan. Sorry.
Yeah. I love shitting.
Shitting is fine, but I'm never like, wow, this is, I'm loving.
Oh, shitting loving kicks this. Ass.
I love it. I think it feels good. It's like, it's like a release. It's like, oh yeah. Like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I'm so excited to finish this episode up and go take a big shit.
I shot before because I was too excited.
I like that when you shit raft, apparently you sound also like an 80s kid in a skateboard movie.
it feels that way, you know. I had top surgery earlier this year, and like I was so scared that I would be constipated because like anesthesia makes you like it backs you up, and so I was very excited about my first shit a couple of days after surgery.
So and you were like bummed going into it because you're like, I might not shit. For
yeah, I was like, I like, you know, I like to shit regularly, as everyone should.
Yeah.
If they're lucky.
Yeah.
And I remember my first shit post surgery. I was like, yeah, I'm shitting. And then I shat twice in one sitting. Like I squeezed out two sessions.
Wow.
And I was like,
but there was a long enough break in between the shits that.
And I was like, I'm shitting again. I said that out loud. My friends are always quoting that back to me. It's my iconic post-surgery quote.
I'm so proud of you. That is
a lot of people don't talk about this aspect of top surgery enough.
No, I'm here to normalize your, you know, celebrate your first shit post-top surgery.
That should be a, like, that sounds like a good podcast to me. Yes. Where you're the host and then you just bring people on who've recently had top surgery and get them to talk about
their first shit
after.
Yeah.
There's so many milestones. I mean, that was the first time I shat without having boobs in the way, you know?
Oh, that's true too.
And the aerodynamics of that.
Oh my God.
You know?
That's a game changer. Yeah.
I've never considered that my shits are fairly aerodynamic because I don't have tits. So
the science is right there.
Yeah. Not having boobs allows me to, I can sit on the toilet backwards and press my chest up against the toilet itself.
That's now, it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, but if you have boobs, you can't do that.
I think it's just easier for me because I can get like right in there. You know what I mean?
A sleek surface to
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
No one's talking about this. They should be.
They should be.
This is people come to Block Party to talk about the real subject.
I'm so happy that I came on again and we got immediately disgusting.
Of course. We have to.
That's what people expect from our friend
Big Howell last week. We spent basically the entire episode talking about a guy who fucks his own car. So
yeah, that's true.
This is sort of just kind of continuing on from that episode, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's cool to fuck cars.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's sort of what we settled on.
I think it's cool to fuck inanimate objects because that's fun.
JD Vance fucked his couch, right?
Yeah, he fucked his couch. Yeah. You know,
it's true. That did happen.
I think I don't like that guy. I think he's a fucking creep, but I do support fucking couches.
Absolutely. You know, if he wants to fuck a couch, he can fuck a couch.
I think everyone should fuck a couch at some point.
It's so funny that, like, I mean, he like didn't fuck the couch, and like all the headlines coming out being like, no, JD Vance did not fuck his couch. But like, it's so like, once you're getting to the point where those headlines are coming out, like, you've already lost. Even if you didn't fuck the couch, you know?
He's lost.
Because then everyone, like, you know, everyone mistrusts the media, right? So they're going to be like, okay, I think he maybe did.
It's the whole
human
trafficking T-shirt thing.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
I feel like if I were him, which thank God I'm not, I'd lean in. I'd be like, yeah, fuck the couch. Felt good. I nutted in my couch.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with fucking your couch.
No.
You know, like, it's there. Look at my fuckable couch.
Yeah.
I mean, who wouldn't want to fuck this?
That is a really cool couch.
Yeah. I fuck it.
It's not very comfy, but. It's fuckable.
It's a cool color. It's a cool design and shape, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a fuckable couch for sure.
Fuckable couch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm going to fuck it after we finish recording.
Of course. Yeah. You're going to be fucking the couch and I'm going to be shitting. Dan and John, what are you guys going to be doing after the show?
Probably masturbating to some porno like a regular person.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Well, at least you're not doing it during the episodes anymore, Dan, and that is growth.
Anymore? Yep. What?
Well,
you admitted you jacked off during an episode.
He went to the bathroom. What? He went to the bathroom to do it.
Yeah, yeah. He didn't do it live on an episode. Yeah, he didn't sexually assault us or our guests.
But yeah. Yeah.
He did walk to the bathroom during an episode.
Mid-episode.
Yeah.
So if you get up and leave, we all know what could be happening.
No, he's shitting. He's shitting.
Okay.
That's why I don't get up and leave anymore.
Yeah, he's promised he's only shitting now. If he gets up and leaves, it's only shitting.
Only shitting.
Yes. It's not cum, it's only shit.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so that's true. But don't worry, Raft. We won't assume anything of you. If you get up and have to leave, you could be shitting or coming, and we're fine with either.
Yeah. If I'm coming, it's because I'm fucking this couch.
We would see it.
So you would see it. So, I can't come any other way, actually.
What is Raft doing now?
it's gotten to that point, you know. It's the only way.
I understand. Speaking of fucking our couches, let's move on to our social media updates.
What a fucking good segue. Now let's move on. It's time to discuss what popped up in your feed. Who are you following? What did you see? Sports or politics, tweets and skis, hot takes on the TL, or fast food freaks. It's our social media update.
Raft, we always like to start with the guest. What is going on your social media?
Okay, this isn't like a new phenomenon, but I've really started zeroing in on the guy who sings to celebrities. Have you seen those videos?
No.
There's a TikToker named Harry Daniels who goes up to famous people and like sings to them and films, and someone films it, and it's like so uncomfortable.
And I'm
starting to get it. Like I think at first I was like, oh, this is cringy. Like he wants to be a famous singer and he's trying to get discovered or something. And now I realize that he's doing it, I think, to make everyone uncomfortable. And it's right. So like he did it to Katy Perry. There's like a video of him singing to Katy Perry and she like looks so uncomfortable. He did it to like, there was a viral one of him doing it to Dua Lipa at what's the big festival?
I saw that one.
That like it's that guy, but he does it all the time. It's like his whole feed is him singing to like different famous people.
What songs is he singing? Like, is he singing their songs to them?
If it's like a musician, he'll sing their songs to them.
That is brutal.
He just did Katy Perry and he sang like Woman's World.
Oh no. That's a song that everyone hates, right?
Yeah, it's a song like written and produced by a rapist.
Right.
Alleged rapist.
Yeah.
He sang it. Everyone hates it because it's also just a terrible song.
I mean, I like it. I mean, I think it's nice that there's finally like kind of an anthem for women. Women have never really had that.
It's cool that women are allowed to have anthems now.
I agree. Because they never have before.
They never had one.
And so it's nice. And I think Katy Perry's sort of the perfect vessel, I think.
Perfect vessel, yeah. Perfect vessel.
Can we see one of these? Dan, can you bring up one of these TikToks for us? Harry Daniels singing to celebrities. I feel like because I've never seen this before.
You gotta watch the Katy Perry one. It's so deeply uncomfortable. I can't tell if she's like trying to be uncomfortable though, to like
Right. She does seem very socially weird.
Yeah, she's a little like, I think when you're that rich and famous for that long, like something's like
bought a Cybertruck. I saw that.
Yeah, that's cool.
I don't think they're buying those. I think
for sure.
But
she's gonna lose her thumb soon.
Hey, do you have a link, Raph? To
here, let me find it.
Okay.
Because I feel like I've seen people like. We're just watching, Becca and I are watching the, like, they did, like, a documentary on Lou Pearlman, you know, the weirdo, like, Backstreet Boys and NSYNC manager who, like, stole all their money or whatever. And they were showing clips of people doing that, but, like, hoping that he would, like, sign them or whatever. Like, he would just get stopped in the street all the time and people would be like, let me sing for you. And I just feel like that wouldn't be worth whatever money he was making. Off of the Backstreet Boys or insane. Like I would never want someone like I would never want my life to consist of people like somewhat consistently stopping me in the street to try to sing to me.
Yeah.
That seems horrible.
It's so deeply upsetting. It's like that's why I think I love it. I think it's like it's truly like an act of terrorism.
You love it because you figured out that it is like truly a bit and it's not.
I don't know if it's a bit.
Right.
But I think like the reason it goes viral every time is because it makes everyone so uncomfortable. So whether he knows it or not, he's doing it to make people uncomfortable.
Oh boy. Okay.
Here, there's the Katy Perry one is the third one. The red dress one.
Oh no.
Confident. She is heaven sent. So intelligent. Period. I know
you said
what?
That.
Did
I'm,
you say period? Yes, I want to be the next American Idol. That's
Prayers.
You're a little late for that, but that was cute.
Yes. Oh.
Thank you. Yes.
Oh my god.
It's so bad.
I kind of do like this guy because he's just like, I do like that he's making celebrities.
How is he getting in front of these celebrities?
I think I have no idea.
Because this looks like it's at like some kind of event or like,
yeah. I think he must be getting a press pass or something to the step and repeats of like events.
The look on her face here is so funny.
Because it looks like Rap, I'm guessing based on this caption here, that he has sung for Katy Perry before.
At Coachella, yeah.
I think he's sung to every single like famous, like if you go to his page, like, I think he's done everyone.
Well, yeah, let's see another. What, can we see another one here?
Oh, boy.
Let's click anyone here. Does it?
I don't care. Yeah.
Yeah, any of them.
The one that has a lot of views, I guess.
One that has a lot of views.
Yeah, 7.6 million at the top left there.
That one has Emma Roberts.
8.5 million. Emma Roberts.
I bet you thought you'd see the last of me. Starship, we're led to fly.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so this is Nicki Minaj. Yeah, I guess it's a bit. It's an intentional bit.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like Emma Roberts likes this.
Yeah. It's very campy, I think, right? Yeah.
Okay, so
she knows him. That was not as fun because she knows who he is.
Yeah, that was less fun for sure.
Okay, 13.
Oh, do the Obama. Do the Obama.
Oh, my God.
Now we're talking.
Because Obama, there's no way he knows.
The top comment, how are you getting access to these events?
We are the new Americana.
Holy shit.
I am legal marijuana. I'm Biggie and Nirvana. We are.
He just like has to smile.
That's so good.
I wish I had pipes like that. Fucking liar. He's not even a good singer.
No.
That's why I like it too, is because he's like just okay at singing.
For sure. That definitely makes it better. If he was a good singer, it'd be much worse. I will say it is kind of a decent strategy to get them to stop. Like, it is a weird thing where if someone starts singing to you, there is this weird social convention where even if you're very famous, you're like, well, it would be rude to just walk away right now. In a weird, like, I'm sure there are celebrities who see this guy and they're like, fuck off. And they just like walk away. But for the most part, I feel like it does kind of freeze you a little bit and you kind of just stand there and take it.
It's like such a good move. Like, it's really a trap. Like, you're trapping someone into watching you sing, and you could really drag it on and like see how long the person can take it. Like, I think that's why the Dua Lipa one like went so viral, is because she's just like so uncomfortable. And I think he just like keeps going and he won't stop. It's great.
Oh boy.
It's great.
Really, really good.
Yeah.
Stefan.
I have a video for mine as well. This happened in a baseball game yesterday. And it involves, I guess, Cal Quantrill is a Canadian player, actually, I found out.
He is, yeah. He's Paul Quantrill's son.
Yeah.
Paul Quantrill pitched for the Toronto Blue Jays, but was Canadian as well.
Yeah, I recognize the name. He plays for the Colorado Rockies, and then he's talking to Reese McGuire, who plays for the Red Sox, but did play for the Blue Jays, and a few years ago was caught jacking off in a parking lot outside like the spring training. Well, it's at a Dollar Tree during spring training.
In his car, to be clear. He's not jacking off like just on the street.
He's at least
or whatever.
Jacking off in his car.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was charged with indecent exposure.
Okay.
And what happened here is... you can see it in the video, and you can clearly read what he's saying. Cal Quantrill said, "You jacked off in a fucking parking lot, you dumb fuck," to Reese McGuire, and then it caused the benches to clear, and there was like a brawl. You can't hear what he's saying, but you can clearly see what he's saying.
Yeah, let's take it.
Yeah, because at first he wasn't looking at him.
It's so obvious what he's saying.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because at first he wasn't looking.
Oh my God, it's so good. It's so good.
Obvious what he's saying, because all those words are really obvious in terms of lip reading, right?
He's also like really enunciating.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like, he was yelling it. Yeah,
he should be in the theater.
It's just such a funny thing. Like, obviously everyone's gonna bring this up with Reese McGuire whenever he's playing. It's like the funniest possible thing to bring up, and now his teammates have to run out and defend him for jacking off in a parking lot.
Oh my god,
they run out, they're like, what's happening? And Reese is like, they said I jacked off in a parking lot again.
Well, yeah, you did. I mean, what are we talking
like
about?
What is
here?
What? Okay, let's really try to unpack that a little bit. Like, is he turned on by being in the parking lot? Okay, so that you think it was like,
there's no way you like have to jack off that bad. Yeah. Like, it's,
you're
it's
in your car already, so you can go back to the hotel or whatever.
Yeah, right? Like, he gets off on like, he's one of those people that probably gets off on like, I'm going to get caught jacking off in a parking lot.
100%. Because even if you're like, even if you're staying in a hotel in spring training, you're sharing it with another player, which he probably was, you can still go to the bathroom and like lock the door if you really wanted to, right? So like,
no, he
pretty clearly.
He's doing it like to get caught, and then he got caught.
I think so. Yeah, 100%. Anyway, very, very funny to see that brought up in game in the context of trash talking someone. And I think with that going viral, it's going to get brought up even more too, which is,
I was
so
saying
fun.
It yesterday, but I remember, so that happened with the Jays, and then he was with the Jays for a couple more years, and then they traded him. And I remember the first time the Jays played the Red Sox, and they were like, they almost got in a fight. Like, the Jays were clearly kind of like jawing at him quite a bit. And I'm imagining that's what they like. They didn't like him as a teammate. And they're like, okay, he's on another team now. Now we can finally talk about how he like jacked off in a parking lot. Like, for sure, that's what was happening
100%
in the Jays game as well. Cause I remember watching it and being like, oh, they're getting kind of snippy at Reese McGuire. And yeah, no doubt in my mind, they're going back to that well.
That's so good. I love it. John,
I also feel like jacking off in your car wouldn't be that fun or comfortable.
No, I don't think so.
A little tight. You're in the driver's seat. It's just a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, like sex in the car is not good either.
There's not much room.
Like, anything sexual in a car is.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's a pass for me.
Yeah.
I agree. And I think it's also, you kind of really only do it when there's no option. Like, when you're in high school.
Yeah, that's the last time it's probably the last time I did anything in a car was when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And you're like, oh, where else am I going to fuck? You know what I mean? All right. Well, speaking of J.D. Vance and fucking couches or whatever else he did, we don't get political on this show, but we do love when people try to tell a joke and bomb horrifically.
That's right.
And that is what J.D. Vance did this week.
He was my God.
Talking about having a Diet Mountain Dew and tried to land a joke. And it really does not go great. And I will say, and you'll hear it at the end of the clip, and Raft, you probably know this too. Well, and Stefan, you did some open mics as well. He actually does like a really good he says a really classic like open mic comedian thing at the 100%. End of it, which is really what puts a nice little button on it. So
so ahead, awkward. Man.
It is the weirdest thing to me. Democrats say that it is racist to believe. Well, they say it's racist to do anything. I had a Diet Mountain Dew yesterday and one today. I'm sure they're going to call that racist too, but it's good. I love you guys.
Oh. Oh my.
That is the classic. God, you get like four people laughing and you're like, I love you guys.
And he's laughing at his own joke too. I mean, that is.
He's so uncomfortable. He's also like so deeply uncomfortable. It's
It's so funny that Trump hates him too. He fucking hates him.
Like, yeah, he hates him.
He really regrets it because like the whole thing was they picked him to like basically like stunt on the Democrats because they assumed like, oh, it's still going to be Biden and everything. And they're like, let's get this guy in here to like really like grind them down. Right. And now that it's like not Biden, everyone's like, oh, fuck, we picked like a nasty pig man that everyone looks at and is like disgusted by.
Yeah, you know? He's a nasty pig man.
He's such a worm. He's just such a wormy little freak. I mean,
very wormy constitution.
So wormy.
Such a loser. He's just such a gross guy. Like, it's just so funny. And now, like, they have to just keep trotting him out there and everyone just hates him. I love it.
He's yeah, it's really funny.
Oh. Yeah. It was it's just like I tweeted this, but it definitely has the vibe of like he tried it out backstage.
For sure.
Being like, yeah. Like holding the Diet Mountain Dew, taking a sip and like turning to one of the staffers and being like, I bet Democrats would say this is racist.
Yeah.
And the staffer probably looked at him like, yeah, please don't say that when you're out there. And he's like, no, that's a yeah. good line. And I've hit it and that we're doing it, you know?
It definitely feels like rehearsed.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
And it's so uncomfortable. It's so uncomfortable.
It's also just like the thesis is not right. And I know that like, you know, I'm not saying the Trump administration is ever concerned with the truth, but it is just also very funny that like to set up the joke, he starts with a completely false premise that Democrats yeah. say everything is racist. It's like, well, that's not.
Yeah.
No, the joke construction is off. Like it's off. Like, it's yeah. off.
Yeah.
And I'll say that to like open mic comedians. You see it a lot where you're like, well, this is not. This is you. If you're starting with a false premise, that's fine, but it has to like veer into the absurd, or it like the joke can't be based on a false premise being true, or people are just not going to come on the ride with you on the joke.
And yeah, he needed way more setup. He like got yeah. into the punchline like way too quick. I have specific notes if he wants to reach out to me.
Yeah, JD Vance, get in touch with our people.
But also, please don't.
Yeah, please don't.
Please
don't. Is he the famous like of and associates fame? JD
no.
Vance and associates. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, unfortunately, no. But
yeah, unfortunately for him, because that might be some kind of cool. ability yeah. that he does not power. Have.
Yeah,
I don't think anyone wants to associate with him.
No,
I guess except for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
But also apparently not. He doesn't. Even the couch doesn't want to associate with him.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. The couch has dissociated. And speaking of dissociating, let's move on to our block tale.
What did you tweet? You brought receipts. Block tale. Woo! No longer can see the post. It's a block tale. Woo! You probably deserved it. It's a block tale.
Raft.
Hello.
The floor is yours. You know, you've had some of the more legendary block tales in this show's history. I'm excited to hear another one.
Oh my God. Listen, I really blew my wad on the first few block tales. I'm like... I'm reaching back into the annals of my history online, and I found one that is, I'll just tell it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know who Food God is?
Yes.
No.
Food God is like a friend of Kim Kardashian.
And oh, yes. Is there like Jonathan Shabon or whatever?
Yeah. I refer to him as Food God, but his legal name. I think he legally changed his name to Food God.
That's amazing.
I don't want a dead name Food God.
That's my fault.
Yeah, I don't think Food God is... I think Food God... I don't know if Food God is trans. I don't think so. But I respect when people change their name.
Yeah. You're right.
To Food God.
It says born Food God.
Not born, born Jonathan, but yeah. Food God is...
Or sorry, Food God born Jonathan. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So but then maybe? Throughout the Wikipedia page, it does refer to him by his last name and not by Food God. So I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, here we go. In October 2019, various media outlets announced he had changed his legal name to his social media handle, Food God. Okay, so yes, my apologies for dead naming Food God.
So I'll be referring to Food God by Food God's legal and chosen name Food God.
Yeah.
But I got blocked by Food God prior to the legal name changing. So, but I used to have a Kardashians podcast. I have a long history with the Kardashians. Like I've watched them for years. I used to recap them for Us Weekly, and I had a Kardashians podcast back in the day, which I won't be shouting out. because I don't know what I fucking said on that shit.
Do not listen to it. This is not a plug.
Okay, it was a long time ago. Okay? I have not vetted that in years. But I used to tweet from my podcast account, like, about Jonathan Cheban. Oh, shit. Fuck.
Food God.
Food God.
Food God. Yes. Yeah.
About Food God. And I wrote a poem that mentioned him, and he blocked me.
What?
And I'm trying to go back on to the Wayback Machine to find the poem, and I can only find one of them.
Okay.
I had written a few poems about Food God.
Okay.
This is one of them. This was written in 2019. The poem goes like this, and this is only going to make sense to people. This is not a good poem.
Okay.
Most poems are not good.
That's true, yeah.
So that's okay. but it only will make sense if you like watch a lot of reality TV. So I don't know if you're going to even get most of these references.
Okay.
But it's like an I am poem.
Okay.
Sure.
Yep.
Okay. I am Kim Zolciak's red solo cup. I am the food god's ripped jeans. I am MJ's bangs. I am the $40 million house on Selling Sunset. I am Kim Zolciak's red solo cup.
Okay, I think I get most of that other than I am Kim Zolciak's red solo cup. I have to admit, that's lost on
me. Yeah, no, I don't get that.
Yeah, she was on Real Housewives of Atlanta. Then she had a spinoff called Don't Be Tardy, which I also used to recap for Us Magazine.
Okay.
And that show, she would always have a red solo cup where she's drinking like white wine with ice cubes.
Okay.
Out of. Sure. It's kind of an iconic prop for her. But yeah, okay. That was one of my poems about Food God, but I know there's others out there, but my account got suspended for the podcast. Okay. I don't know why.
Were you tagging Food God?
No, he's the kind of guy where if you post anything about him, he will block you.
Because we have like had a Food God block on the show before.
Yeah, who was it again?
I believe. I want to right. say it was... I don't know. Let me look.
Let's see. Block Party Food God.
Yeah.
It
searching
was.
Wow. So I'm bringing on a repeat block.
Yeah. Sarah Ramos and Caroline Goldfarb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So he's a blocker. Like Food God's like out here. Like he doesn't want to. It's funny because he clearly like doesn't want people talking about him, which feels counterintuitive to like. He's trying to be like a food influencer.
For sure, yeah.
Yes.
But he doesn't want people tweeting about him. Okay. Here we go. I have two more tweets that also got me blocked by him.
Okay.
My relationship status is Jonathan Cheban's food delivery service prepped. I don't know what that is. I guess I don't even know what the joke is. I don't get it. I don't get the tweet. Clearly I wrote it.
Prepped. Oh, okay. So he has his own like meal delivery, restaurant style meals delivered right to your door.
Yeah.
And it does seem like it still exists.
Really? There's like there's an active website for it.
There is an active website for it.
Wow. Good
but
for him.
I don't know if you can. Oh yeah. Get started. He's got barbecue chicken, mac and cheese, blackened mahi fish tacos, Brooklyn Chop House peanut chicken satay. There's like a whole, it's like 20 dishes on here. Get started. Oh, they need, there's a custom menu based on your area. So.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, you can choose between 5, 10 or 15 meals a week. Yeah. It's just like it's a meal prep. And it looks like it still exists from what I can tell.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, he blocked me possibly for that tweet. Another time I said, I can't remember a time when I want dead name. I can't remember a time when Bleep wasn't a food god. I mean, I know there was a time. I just can't remember it.
Okay.
But that feels complimentary.
That's nice, I feel like. But he'll block even for a compliment.
I don't know. I think that he just like, I don't know if he blocked me for that or if I posted that after the first block. I can't remember. But I was posting about him a lot. I was like, I was a fan.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe I should see if I can get blocked by Food God. Then.
I'm pretty sure the block I got was because I like said he had ripped jeans, like that he liked wearing ripped jeans or something.
Right.
Like I wrote, yeah. I'm pretty sure the poem I wrote was a prequel to that one that I read, which is like, I think I wrote a poem about his ripped jeans.
Right.
But it's, well, it's been archived, so I can't find it.
Food God only has like 5 active tweets.
Wow.
And so I'm guessing maybe he just has like a thing where they delete every 24 hours.
Right.
And I'll say this, not very good. Very questionable politically, I would say.
Oh, okay. What's he saying? No, don't. Is it bad? Is it repeatable?
It is just mostly, it's mostly pro-Israel.
Ooh, oh, I God.
See. Okay. Gotcha. Well, so
pro-Israel.
Oh,
and
I'm still blocked. I just checked.
Nice.
And from my personal account, from my...
Nice. Yeah. Okay. Nice. Yeah. It's anti, also anti Kamala, where we've got some,
yeah. Got it. Okay. So he's, yeah. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised.
No. Yeah. No. No it's, no, no. Yeah.
I'm not surprised that Food God has terrible politics.
Yeah.
No.
He eats like gold flaked caviar.
That's his whole thing is like deep burgers dish with gold.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. It's disgusting.
Oh boy.
Yeah. And then
I wonder what his shits are like.
Probably has gold flakes in it, I'm guessing. Right?
Could be.
Very sparkly. Yeah.
He can't be eating all of that.
Maybe he's just taking a bite.
He's having like one bite for the TikTok.
I think you're probably right. Yeah.
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 Oh boy.
Well, good for him, I guess. We have a good listener block tale. This is a little bit more of a real life block, and as someone who played music, I relate to this. This is from Scum Crank once again. Thunder Bay guy blocked from his band's own show.
Damn.
Yeah. So I spent a depressingly long time in Thunder Bay, Ontario during my 20s. And during this time, I was exposed to a number of people who I can only describe as human cryptids. One of which was a guy who was colloquially, that's a tough word.
That is a tough one. Colloquially. Yeah, you got it though.
There you go. Called Thompson, and whose real name I still do not know. Highlights of things I'm aware that he did include getting a tattoo on his face from a hippie girl in the park using Bic pen ink, waking up extremely drunk on somebody's porch, clutching a half full bag of dog food, which he then immediately tried to sell on the local band forum. He did not own a dog.
Okay.
The block part of this tale is that he was the lead singer of a band called Trenchfoot, great band name, who were playing a show at a local bar called Kilroy's. Side note, this is a place where I saw a grown man take a shit on the floor. And I was told specifically not to do anything stupid by the bouncer. On the very first song, he dropped his pants and stapled his nutsack to his leg, and he was immediately ejected from the bar, where he proceeded to watch his own band play the rest of their set.
Oh my God. I mean, that's
what
I feel like.
Pardon?
Some Steve-O shit to do. The I think Steve-O did that specifically, actually.
Oh, a bunch of times. That was like Steve-O did it every night on his tour, Steve-O's thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was one of his things. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
So damn. good for Thompson, I guess. Scum Crank for that. I can just really picture the guy standing outside of the bar watching his own band, being like, I should be up there. I should be up there. If you want to send in a listener block, you can do so at blocked@blockparty.com. You can also donate to the show at patreon.com/blockparty. $5 a month gets you access to 3 bonus episodes every single month. We are currently celebrating the 50th episode of our mailbag, our blocked bag, of which Raft has been a guest before. We are cleaning out all of our old mailbag questions in honor of the 50th mailbag. We just did part 1 with Raquel Belmonte, and coming up this week is part 2 with Demi Lardner. We're going to every question that we never got to, never answered in a mailbag. We are going back and answering all of them for the first 49 episodes. It is a Sisyphean task, but we are doing it and it's great. So check it out. We also have ad-free episodes. You get access to our entire back catalog. We've got a Discord, all that fun stuff, patreon.com/blockparty. You can also follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and on what the fuck TikTok. That's the one I was looking for, at Block Party Pod. You can also see a video version of this podcast on our YouTube page, youtube.com/@Block Party. And we're also on Blue Sky at Block Party. And of course, if you like the show, please tell a friend. All right, Raft.
Hey, also, here. What's happening this Friday, I guess, right?
Well, not this Friday, Stefan, because this episode comes out.
Well, no, this Friday coming up, but it's happened already, right? So.
Yes. And we also have announced that we are doing a live show at the Biltmore Cabaret in Vancouver, October 11th and 12th. Brian Quinby from Guys will be flying up to Vancouver, and him and Chris will be performing Guys live for the first time ever. Stefan and I will be doing a live Block Party, a live Word Up. Chris will be doing a live, not even a show. Four shows, two nights, one price. Tickets are available now. There'll be a link in the show notes. And who knows, maybe they're sold out already, but probably not. So go check it out. And we hope to see you in Vancouver in October. Good reminding, Stefan. And we're now at the end of the episode, which means it's time for the top three.
Three, two, one.
Trois, deux, un.
Uno, 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 uno.
Mustard.
Three.
Socks.
Deux.
Girlfriends.
Uno, 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 uno.
All right, Raft, what do you have for us?
Okay. Tell me if I've done this one before.
Okay.
I will.
Because I have a backup.
Okay.
Sure.
Top three types of poops.
Let's go.
Oh.
Let's go.
No, okay. you haven't done that. Let's I will go. Tell you your three previous ones were things that come out of your body, places to shit your pants, and things that could be dicks.
Yeah.
So, okay. Great.
And we've never done types of poops, I don't think.
No.
Okay. Cool. There's a lot of types. Oh, so yeah. You know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's a good. There's a lot of good options out there.
Yeah. Yep. We're good. Yeah. We're safe. Types of poops. Okay, Raft. Okay. You want to give us your and now maybe I guess we should clarify. Like, is this location, is it the actual like physical constitution of the poop, or is it just kind of like however you want to interpret it?
I think however you want to interpret it.
Okay, you got it. All right, so what is your number three?
Okay, number three is like a lot of pebbles.
That's a good one. That one's that's a good choice. It's not very satisfying, but it is funny.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, yeah. It's got a good, like, it's unique.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. Number two.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Oh, we do. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Yes. I got it. Okay. So my number three is pebbles.
Or like deer poop almost.
Yeah. Like, but I'm not talking about like just a few. Like, it's when you get a lot.
Yes,
it's when you get a lot. Cause when you get a few, that sucks. Like,
Cause usually if it's only a few, that's a hard out.
Yes. Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Don't like that.
Mm-mm.
Number three for me. Just like kind of a big nugget, like a big, where it's like just a chunk, I would say. Also very funny, maybe not the most satisfying. Maybe you're expecting more. I feel like usually with the nugget, it feels like a lot more is going to be there. And you look down and it's just like, it's like this.
Yeah.
But very funny. Chicken nugget size poop.
That's funny.
It looks funny when it's in there in the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a nugget or little sphere of poop.
Okay.
John?
I'd like to go on the record by saying that I hate this.
Okay.
I know. Just, I'm aware of that. You don't
just
have to tell
first
me that.
Of all, I just would I like to say that.
I'd
like
thank
to
get you. That. Yeah, no, it's fine. That's fine. I know that, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Number three, I'm going to go with, to me, I feel like this is more location based for me. I feel like, so I'm going to go with like first poop in like a really nice hotel. Like you just got to the hotel.
Yeah.
You're like, maybe you've been holding it for a little bit because you're kind of, you know, you're traveling, you got to check into the hotel, whatever. And I'm saying nice because obviously like some hotels, the shitting experience is very low end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm talking about like the hotel is nice. It's got a nice bathroom. You're like, oh, this is kind of like a foreign toilet, not a public toilet. It's not a scary foreign toilet. It's like, ooh, it's kind of like you're cheating on your own toilet.
Yeah.
And you know, if you're traveling with someone, you get some alone time.
Yep. Absolutely.
And and the toilet paper is probably folded in a presentational way, like to a point or something.
Love when it's folded to a point.
Yeah.
Very nice. So that's my number three. Raft, your number two.
Okay. When it's a color. that's not normal.
Yeah, a green poop is so funny.
I think like green, that's, it's like something's wrong, obviously. Like,
or like yellow, like a yellow poop.
Yeah, well, yellow, like, poop is really bad. It's yellow. Just yellow.
Or yeah. you had beets. You ever have a beet?
That poop scares you too.
Yeah, because you think you're dying if you have a beet. If you and then you're
but
like,
the whole
oh.
Red. Often turns red.
But blood in poop, I think the poop is actually black. I think if there's blood in it.
Oh, really?
Well, and I mean, we don't have to get into it, usually, but yes, if blood is in your poop, it's black. But if you're bleeding from like a hemorrhoid or something, then
it'll be red.
Like,
but then it's just floating,
it's just
like
blood strands that are floating around. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. No, period poops are great too, but I'm not talking about that.
Sure. Don't have experience in that field.
It's a bloodbath, let me tell you. I'm talking about when the poop itself, not the toilet water. Yeah. The poop itself is a color. Any color, that's number two for me.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Number two for me, got to go with the old classic, the old standby, diarrhea. It's so easy to do.
Dan and Raph are clapping like Stefan just gave an answer on Family Feud.
It's so
good
easy.
Good answer.
It's so easy to do. It's not as satisfying as like a huge shit, but like, it is kind of like, it feels really funny to be spraying a bunch of stuff out of your asshole.
Yeah.
It's so funny. And then you look down and the bowl is just like soaking wet with shit everywhere.
Oh my God.
It rocks.
It's always a shock. It's a shock.
Yeah. Cause you never know what the diarrhea is going to look like. Is it just going to be the liquid of the bowl has some chunks floating in and it's mostly brown, or have you painted the entire inside of the bowl?
Did I send you the one I took maybe a week ago?
That was crazy. That one was fucking crazy, dude. Yeah. Diarrhea is wild. Number
diarrhea is like, is that bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. John?
This is getting worse and worse.
John, I'll send it to you too so you don't feel left out.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Do not send that. I don't want to see it. Number two for me, and look, I will do a constitution of the poop this time. And this is when it's just like a long and thick cable, and it's so long that it comes out of the water.
Comes out of the water or goes down the hole of the toilet.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Who doesn't love? No, like it's so you're sitting there for a long time. You're doing a lot of work, and then
those are usually a one wiper too.
And it made it out of the water.
Yeah.
Oh,
when it breaches the water,
it feels like an achievement.
It's an accomplishment.
It really is.
Similarly, if the poop is big enough that it like bends and breaks.
Yes.
Oh my God. I mean, bullseye, you know, feels great.
Yeah.
Been down that road.
Yeah.
Raft, your number one.
Well, you kind of took my number one. I was going to say, but there's more to it for me. Okay. The ideal number one poop for me is it's a snake. And it snakes around the bowl.
Yeah.
No breakage. Yeah. Clean snake.
Smooth. Yeah.
Smooth. And no, nothing to wipe. Clean.
Yeah.
Clean. Right.
Like a ghost.
And then I iconically took a really good one of these in high school, and I would send it to my friends all the time. And
I sent one to Dan the other day. So I'm,
At one point, because I was doing some custom HTML at the time, I put it on my MySpace as the background.
Jesus Christ.
Really good. Really
and
good.
No, like that was when you could just do shit like that on the internet and like you couldn't get your account taken down or whatever.
Right.
That's a
now,
great number
are
one.
You, because I know that there has been a, like Stefan and Dan talk about sending their shits to each other all the time. And that to me felt like an exclusively, like an activity for men. Like when you're saying friends, are you saying like girl? Like you're sending this to your
girlfriend? Oh yeah. I mostly had girlfriends in high school, so I would, I would send it to them.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very progressive of you.
Maybe a little non-binary of me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair. Yeah. I mean, obviously
perhaps a little trans of me to send my boobs. My boobs.
So
I also
kind of similar.
I also would send boobs too when I had them. Rest in peace. I would send it to girls. I still send poops around. Me and my partner will send poops to each other.
You have to.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to.
You have to.
I will say that.
No, you didn't.
You don't have to. But if you find someone in life this is a little bit of advice for any listeners out there.
Sure.
If you find someone in life, whether it's a friend, a loved one, who wants to get pictures of your poops, hold on to that person.
Dan, come on.
Love you, brother.
Don't let them go.
Oh, my God.
Because that's love, baby. There's no greater love.
I will just say, for the normies who are listening to this, if you don't do that with your partner, it can also you can also have true love with them.
No,
this is not the only way
you can.
There's only one form of love, John.
Love.
What you have is a lie.
Now, can I just ask a question? A top surgery related question, Raph, since we're on the subject.
Of course.
Before pre-top surgery, were you kind of like, because I know I have a comedian friend, Deanne Smith, who also had top surgery and was doing like, I'm just sending out pictures of my boobs before they're gone. She was raising money for charity and she was like, I'm getting top surgery. I have a good rack. Everybody get in here, send me a receipt that you donated to charity. Did you have a similar like funeral, I guess, for your boobs where you're like, you know what? These are going to be gone soon. I just got to, here's pictures for everyone.
I really thought about it.
Okay.
I decided against doing something like that because my boobs were too good. And I thought people would be sad. Like I really had like the best boobs and I couldn't do it because I wasn't using them. Like I was wasting them away, you know, but someone could have really used them and had a great boob life with them. And I thought, you know, they're too perfect to even make a joke about.
Wow. Cause that was actually kind of Deanne's thing was she, they were using a binder frequently. So I think people didn't realize that they had a really nice rack. And she was kind of like, I low key have a great rack and I feel bad. I wish I could give this to someone who would like a good rack, but I'm not, it's not for me.
So many perfect tits are wasted. we're not using that. Like we're just not using them. You know, they're atrophying behind a sweaty binder. I wish I did that, but I do now have a picture that my surgeon allegedly, he wasn't allowed to do this, but I convinced my surgeon to send me a picture of my disembodied tits sitting on the surgical table.
Oh my God.
Okay. One of the last things I remember, I'm getting wheeled into the OR. I'm already high as fuck. And one of the last memories I have before I black out is I'm like, doctor, can you please send me a picture of my tits when you cut them off my body?
Oh my God.
And he's like, well, that I'd have to stop the surgery to do that. And I was like, is that a big deal? And he was like, well, you'll be under anesthesia for like 30 seconds to a minute longer. And I was like, is that bad? And he was like, I'll do it.
Wow. What a doctor.
So I have the photo. If you want it, I'll send it to you.
Absolutely not.
But I would rather show that to people because it's so much funnier than when they were on my body. It's disgusting. Like it looks... It's way more orange than you would think.
Every time we have you on the show, I'm always like, how could we top the last time Raph was on the show? And somehow we find a way every time.
It took
us almost the entire episode, but we got there.
We got here.
The picture I'm going to get Dan to show for my number one is also way more orange than you would think.
Okay. I'm not looking at this.
You don't have to. Okay. This is something that I've discussed before. This, to me, I think is the greatest shit anyone's ever taken, specifically this one. But our friend Greg coined this phrase, the nest of snakes. And that's when
I've seen this before. I hate that I want
to see this.
Yeah. So Dan, if you could bring this up, this is when your poop
didn't even do this poop.
Looks like, no, I know, but I've had poops like this, just not as crazy as this. This is the classic nest of snakes poop. And let's take a look at this. Yeah.
I brought it up a different like internet window. I can't look at this.
It looks like it's flipping you off.
It's crazy. I mean, that is such a fucking insane shit.
Honestly, like that is like the Michelin star of shit. Like
it's the presentation.
I mean, that could go on a plate on the bare.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely. That's beautiful. The perfect shit. I have not shit exactly like that, obviously, but I have had several nest of snakes shits in my life and they are
just gone, John. You can look at
they are incredible every single time. So that's my number one is the nest of snakes.
Oh, incredible. Good name, too.
Oh, thank you to our friend Greg for coining that one, because it really does describe it perfectly.
Yeah, thank you, Greg.
Yeah. John?
Okay. sorry, this is... this last 10 minutes has been a lot to process for me. Okay. Can I combine two of my favorite things into a top one?
Sure. There's no rules.
So first of all, favorite type of poop. And this is, you know, I had an issue when I was a kid shitting in public toilets. And I still don't love it. I mean, I think most people don't love it. I also had constipation issues when I was like a baby that kind of filtered into like when I was a preteen and teen. This is kind of better now that I'm an adult. But the shit, like when you've been holding it for several hours.
Yes.
Just get home from school or whatever, where you're just like, you know, like 1 p.m. at school, you start to feel it and you're like, well,
I
can wait 3 hours.
I don't want to shit at school.
I don't want to shit at school. Yeah. So I'll wait 3 hours till I get home. I took the bus. So you take the long bus home. And then you walk in the door, just walk straight to the bathroom, let it go. And I'm going to combine it because famously I have a huge ass.
Yeah.
So anytime I'm shitting on an oblong toilet seat that actually fits my entire ass, that's a good poop to me. And that's all I have in my house. But when you're out and you get like a nice oblong toilet seat and your whole ass and your dick and balls, quite frankly, because my ass is so big, sometimes you really got to cram your dick and balls in there to make sure the piss gets in the bowl. Yep. So when I've got room, you know, my dick and balls can hang freely and my whole ass can fit on the seat. That's I'm feeling good.
That's paradise.
That's paradise, baby.
Great. Yep. Number one. Great top three topic.
Yeah.
Great top three.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I was like, I can't bring in something normal. I was like, we're on a roll at this point. Like we've got to keep it going.
Yeah. I would say your top threes are obviously, just in general, you're a beloved guest on the show, but I do feel like your top threes in particular, when people see Raft is on Block Party, they know they're getting like a banger top.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. well, Raft, pleasure as always to have you on the show. You know, it's always a wonderful time. Before we go, please plug what you're up to. I talked about it a little bit off the top of the show, but you got some fun and unique things going on. So
My band, Yellow Star, we have a new single that's coming out, I think in September. We're going to aim for September. It's called Surgery Scars, and it's a song about my top surgery. It's not funny. It's like a sincere song, but it's good. It's good. I'm very excited for it. So that's coming out. It's kind of the woman's world of for top surgery.
Wow.
But no, I'm joking. It's not. God, Nova's going to be so mad at me. but yeah, follow at Yellow Star Music on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter, I think, X. And we're doing like a TikTok series where we do hour-long songs where we like try to write and produce a song in an hour. So if that sounds interesting, follow us on TikTok. And then you can follow me at Kate Raft everywhere. And then Joan and Raft, my comedy duo, we are at Joan and Raft on Instagram and Twitter. So yeah, we've got some live shows coming up, hopefully at some point later this year. Maybe a Halloween show.
Ooh, okay. Celebrating my birthday in style.
You heard it here first. That's a tease. Your birthday is Halloween.
Yeah, it is.
He's got a Halloween birthday.
That was my fake Facebook birthday for years because I changed because I didn't want the notifications on my actual birthday. So right. I picked Halloween because I figured everyone would be offline that day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's true. No one ever wished me a happy birthday or came to my party. They're like, I want to go to my own Halloween party.
I'm sorry, John. I'm sorry for that.
It's okay. It definitely had nothing to do with the fact that I was unpopular and everything to do with the fact that my birthday was on Halloween. there you go. Follow Raft. Yellow Star is great. I've loved the songs that are out and your live performance, that one you did, all the videos, truly unhinged and great.
No, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Check Raft out online. Again, you can check us out online, patreon.com/blockparty if you want to support the show. You can follow us most places at Block Party Pod, YouTube at Block Party, and we'll see you back here next week. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.